objects manufactured for specific purposes often throw up additional uses. For example, the ubiquitous condom. Contraception and defense against certain diseases being merely two of its less imaginative applications. Standard issue on army survival courses as useful containers, they are also eminently handy for the practiced arsonist. Open the packet, unroll, fill with petrol, push through letterbox, follow up with lighted taper, and retire. Sharpish. In this manner, in the market town of Aberenin, the main office of the Western Journal, the concerned voice of North Wales, met its end. On the door was scrawled, though not by Rembrandt, Cymru Rhydd, Free Wales, and Vote Sioned Evans. A figure seen running from the fire wore a leather jacket with a Welsh dragon emblazoned on the back. Above and below this, the words Dafydd and Cymru am byth. Wales forever.
Burnt by Nigel Baldwin. With Dennis Waterman as Milky.
Pub. A fell cork. In English, the Red Lion. March the 1st. Village of Llanferain. 5 miles out from Aberenin.
You know what, Fizz? You call yourself a Welshman. You don't even speak the language.
Everyone who comes in my pub speaks English. Why haven't you noticed? And don't change the subject, dare we? Violence is no answer.
Of course it is! Burn the buggers out!
Burning down the breweries and newspaper offices only turns people against you.
Don't look at me, Valmai. I didn't do it. Anyway, what the hell? It was English beer.
The paper's bloody English. Whatever it says about the concerned voice of North Wales and anti-nationalist to boot.
Well, they've got good reason now, haven't they?
Val, you're too soft.
The whole of Wales knows that.
Thank you, Sean.
Good riddance to the Western Journal, I say.
Oh, yes. And how's Sinead Evans to get elected if she's associated with acts of mindless terrorism?
Nothing to do with her.
Not also, Mashan. She's a nationalist. Guilt by association. Vote Sinead Evans was written on the door.
The one on the left, sipping her tonic, Valmai. About 60, an active, vigorous campaigner on Welsh issues. The others, the small one with the long dark hair and aquiline nose, Hugh Davis, her nephew. And next to him, their friends Dewi and Sian, clutch their beers and just talk. Barroom revolutionaries.
Milwyr y Ddraig is doing the Welsh cause no damn good by going around setting fire to things indiscriminately.
Well, you're off their Christmas card list. The things you write about them.
Someone's going to get killed.
Doesn't matter if they're English, Val, does it?
Hugh!
Come on, Val. He's teasing. Come on.
Oh, well, I should hope so. If your big sister could hear you. Rhys, give them another drink.
Yeah, well, my big sister's in London rubbing shoulders with the knobs. What would she know?
Indeed. In London, rubbing shoulders with the knobs at Drury Lane Theatre. A St. David's Day gala, where the more famous Celts do their bit for charity. And yes, why not throw in a male voice choir for good measure? Being organised, ironically, by an Englishman, we have your evergreens.
A Welsh evening. Dig out the old clichés from the bottom of the trunk and make the English cry with our emotion, boy.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. The wise
and a bit of old Dylan for good measure.
Because their words had forked
we
no
do love
lightning,
our poets,
they do not go gentle.
Our bards. A good tingle down the spine is very enervating. Makes one feel communal. And doubly pleasurable because it's delivered by Beth Williams, one of Wales's most celebrated actresses and, for those brave enough to be chauvinist about it, a beauty as well. Beth. Sister of Hugh with the aquiline nose, niece to Valmy, and until the bright lights of showbiz intervened, resident of that small village called Llanferain.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
No matter what you say, I don't like violence.
He's winding you up, Valmy.
No, I'm not.
Apart from anything else, Hugh, they're burning Welsh jobs. And they're a little bunch of fascists sheltering under the nationalist banner. And I shall continue saying that in print, and they can do what they like.
Oh, paid a mally, Valmy. You're getting old.
Well, not too old to give you a good hiding.
Go on, Val. Put him across your knee.
Yeah, well, I would, but I haven't got the time. Now, Lloyd George needs a walk.
Oh, Valmy, you're not going. It's early.
Oh, I have to.
Don't go.
I didn't know you cared.
Oh, Valmy, you mustn't go.
Hugh, Lloyd George is calling.
All right. From the grave.
Well,
Well, Valmy.
Hey, hiya, Val. Jan?
Jan, Pauline.
Pauline, the local tearaway, sits astride a motorbike, helmet nestling under her arm as if she's carrying a spare head.
Toshdeen, if Bob sighs, yeah, Val?
Or to put it more eloquently, arseholes to the English.
Maybe, Pauline. Maybe.
And Val walks on. No desire to be the receiver of Pauline's drug-induced eloquence. She heads for the phone box on the other side of the park. Hello? This is an answering machine. Please leave your message after the bleep.
Well, Angela, I thought you were going to be in. I'm phoning from the call box again. Sensible precaution, I think. I've had some copies made of the original letter. It is dynamite, and we must meet soon. Phone me at home. Leave a message. We're just arranged to meet for a drink. Don't say anything else. And please, hurry up.
You going home, Valmy?
Yes, I'm going home.
No star, then?
No star. Pauline, what are you trying to do, wake the dead?
Bloody girl. Bloody nuisance. She'll set Val's dog off. Should be locked up.
For making a noise.
For taking drugs.
Gordon, the local bobby. Next door neighbour to Val, wrapped up for the night with a telly and sherry swilling wife. Gentle comfort against the rigours of a cruel Welsh wind. Peers longingly at the pub across the road.
Lock her up, then.
Knowing is not evidence in a court of law.
Oh, leave her alone. She's not exactly a picture of
happiness. Her and Hugh split up a long time ago, Kate.
Well, they still have to live side by side in the same village.
Yes, well, I'm nipping across for one.
Then do me a favour and switch to a TV channel I can understand.
That's strange.
What's strange?
Lloyd George. When there's a noise, he's usually barking for the next half hour.
Well, Val's probably taken him out.
No, I just saw her go in. Yes, mouth! Hey! Hey! Val? Well, George, what's the matter, boy?
Yes, indeed. And lastly, as Secretary of State for Wales, I can only offer my heartfelt thanks to all of you, splendid celebrities, each and every one of you, for making this evening such a success. I'm always delighted when such famous people give their time to charity. Now, it only remains for me to say, yucky dog, and God bless Wales.
So who is the pretty boy with the carrot-coloured hair?
Martin Rushton, Secretary of State for Wales. Don't you miss me?
I suppose the Prince of Wales was too busy on his estate in Cornwall to put in an appearance, was he?
I do wish you wouldn't speak with your mouth full.
I'm hungry, Sharon.
Then don't talk.
No, I've got to go. Otherwise, I'll have to listen to you all night.
Francis.
Milky. You only call me Francis when you're trying to get up my nose. Here, have some champagne. With any luck, you'll choke on the bubbles. Oh, dear. Tastes like a salsa. I do love these posh dudes you take me to, Sharon. Oh, dear. Pardon me. Busy pop. Hello. Well, that's Barry Evans, isn't it?
Who's Barry Evans?
He used to captain Wales.
What about Tiddlywinks?
Rugby, Sharon. It's the game with a funny-shaped ball.
Does playing with a funny-shaped ball make you that sexy?
Well, watch it, girl. You've only just got married.
Marriage enhances one's capacity for fantasy, Milky.
If this is a Welsh event, with lots of famous Welsh people, why isn't it being held in Cardiff?
It wouldn't have got much media coverage, would it? Besides, I bet half of them live in London.
Yeah, we must be the only non-Welsh here.
You must. I am Welsh.
Are you sure? With a name like Kaczynski?
But you're in good company. The Secretary of State's not either.
That lady's one of your clients, then?
Beth Williams. I told you. Is that so surprising?
Well, you might be pleased to hear I've had fantasies about her. In my formative years, of course. What was that film, that dozy English director? Oh, you know, they were all cigars and no talent. The one he made. Where she was revealing a little more than she is tonight.
The Calvinist.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And don't mention it. She's always been embarrassed by that. It was 10 years ago.
Perfectly formed, though. Well, come on, aren't you going to introduce us?
She's talking to the Welsh Secretary, Milky.
So? What's he got that I haven't?
He was a champion hurdle for England.
Doesn't much look like a horse to me.
Athletics. And the silly old sod with him, that's Lord Cambria. He's always writing fan letters to her via my office.
Oh, if I write one, do I get a look in?
It's a book I want, not a fan letter.
Don't nag, Sharon.
You've met before then, Beth?
Yes, Jenks, a number of times. Lord Cambria thinks actresses live such sheltered lives, Mr. Rushton.
Oh, Martin, please.
That's the trouble with the second chamber, Jenks. All gin, naivete and senile dementia.
I'm perfectly aware of Beth's political sympathies. It doesn't follow that your paths must have crossed.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Beth, this is Sir James Cooper. The Sir James, our sponsor this evening, and an old friend of the family, Sir James Bethan Williams. You know him, Jenks.
Delighted. And what a superb recital tonight. I've been a fan of yours for some years, since that film, oh no, what was it? The Calvinist.
Oh yes, marvellous.
I wonder why men only remember that one.
Do you know, it was based on a short story by Lewis Carroll. Extraordinary.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and chips and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot, and whether pigs have wings. And when we've exhausted all of that, of by-elections and voting swings.
Yes, by-election, James, North Wales. Beth's a political rival. Plaid Cymru, actually, but it takes all sorts to make a world.
You don't go burning down houses, I hope, young lady.
Not all nationalists are arsonists, Sir James.
There, rubbing shoulders in our typically inoffensive British way. A Tory minister, a Labour peer, a Plaid Cymru supporter, and an industrialist knight of the realm. The Sir James.
What I like about English politics is how civilised we are about it. Yes, we all have our different persuasions, but...
Yes, we don't hate each other, or not outwardly, but all politicians are smilers with daggers beneath their cloaks. Blah, 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 rhubarb, rhubarb.
Actually, Sir James, I vote Plaid because I'm Welsh, but I'm not active, not like Valmai.
Oh, Valmai's Beth's aunt, James. My goodness, there's no one at the Welsh office who doesn't know her. A very tough lady... Very firm.
Firm but fair.
I'll second that.
Firm but fair. And now unconscious. For that is the condition in which Gordon found her, lying beside her dog Lloyd George, whose skull had been cracked open. And as the wind pummels the ambulance doors, Val is loaded on. A small crowd watches, puzzled, disturbed, bewildered. For who could do that to such a popular woman in such a small, close community? something to talk about in the village shop tomorrow.
Stand back. Stand back. Go on. Sketch it.
I'll have to phone Beth.
Go with her, boy. I'll phone her.
Here to Royal Drury Lane. She'll still be there, probably.
I'll phone her. Go. Go on.
How am I going to get there at this time of night? There's no train.
Come on, Beth, darling, sit down. You've had a shock.
She's got no children. You and me, we're her closest family.
You can take my car. I'll get a cab home.
I can't drive now,
oh,
Sharon.
I wasn't suggesting for a minute you drove. Milky will take you.
You what?
Here. Here's the keys. You drive her up there.
Now?
Now.
But we hardly know each other.
Oh, this is no time for cracks.
Well, where is it?
Near Aberenin, North Wales.
I've only ever heard of Cardiff.
Well, that's the end of that. Thank you and good night.
I'm sorry, I'm not being very talkative.
No, I can take that.
Don't you have to be at work in the morning?
No, I'm not working. Well, not at the moment.
I see. What do you do when you are?
Anything.
Is that it?
Why are people so keen to categorise you by your job?
How do you come to know Sharon?
Met her in a wine bar. I started chatting her up. I wouldn't have bothered if I'd known how huge her boyfriend was. She's fascinated by my past.
Which is?
Well, you name it. Round the world. Fixer, hustler, scrounger. Anything to avoid working for a living.
Sounds riveting.
So Sharon thinks all this is real life, you know? And being an agent, theatrical and literary, and well over the top, she sort of adopts me. Says I ought to write a book. Funny you should say that, I say. Always intended to, but I never seem to get round to it. Know what I mean? I've got this idea for a thriller, but I'm having trouble with the plot. Since then, she's never stopped nagging me. Don't get me wrong. I'm a number one fan, yeah. And she's pretty good with the old advances. You know, hackers. It's just that a lot of your middle-class theatricals want working-class credentials, don't they?
Do they?
Sorry. Sorry, I shouldn't be having a go, not with your aunt and all.
That's all right.
But they reckon it was burglary.
I don't know. But she's got nothing to steal.
Yeah, but burglars don't know that.
There's Milver of Reich.
How much?
This group, Soldiers of the Red Dragon, Milward of Raig, they go around burning down second homes, you know, the stuff the English buy to have their holidays.
Oh, charming.
I used to sympathise to an extent. Recently they've taken to burning down other property, like breweries, newspaper offices. The fanatics have surfaced. Valmai's been having a go at them in the Welsh press.
Oh, so they're getting back at her, yeah?
I don't know. Let the police sort it out.
You know, I have this problem.
Sorry?
Nothing. Probably inappropriate under the circumstances.
Where does Milky come from?
What?
Your name.
On account of me suntan.
I don't follow.
I'm being facetious. People used to say I'm that pale, anemia would disown me. Yeah, years ago. Got a bit of colour as I got older. This, problem.
Yes.
Nah, forget it.
I hate hospitals.
You a friend of Beth's, then?
Not exactly, no. I just met her last night.
Yeah?
Gordon, Balmice next morning.
Oh, excuse me, I could do with a kip.
What time did you leave London?
Midnight. I shouldn't have driven, really. I've had far too much.
Don't tell me. I'm a policeman.
Ah.
She won't be long. She's talking to the doctors. We could go and get some breakfast.
How's Val?
Still in a coma.
Those bastards, an old woman.
Come again?
Milwyr of Rhaeg. They're the people responsible for this.
Oh, then.
Oh, come on,
it
Gordon.
It had to happen, Hugh. Someone was bound to get killed sooner or later.
Killed?
Bell attack.
She's not dead yet.
Why don't you think these mindless bloody terrorists could do such a thing?
Because Valma is Welsh. That's not their policy.
No one knows who they are. How do you know what their policy is?
They don't go around belting old ladies. They're jumping to conclusions.
Oh, and who do you think it was? The IRA, or maybe the special branch, or the Labour Party?
Gordon's Labour. He gets upset about nationalists.
As far as you're concerned, it couldn't be anyone who is remotely Welsh.
Don't shout. We're in a hospital.
I saw them, Hugh. I saw them running away, both big men, both with leather jackets. One with Cymru Ambith on the back, the other with a Welsh dragon. Just like the bloke who was running away from the newspaper.
Hundreds of people have jackets with dragons on them. Doesn't mean anything.
You won't have anything said against the patriots, will you? However misguided they are.
Look, hold on, why can't it just be an ordinary burglary that went wrong?
Then why wear jackets that are so distinguishable and spell a nationalist? They wanted to make a point.
You've got a copper's mind.
Beth?
She's critical. She's likely to be that way for at least a couple of days. It was very good of you to drive me up here. Thank Sharon for the use of the car. Maybe you'd like to have a sleep before you go. It's a long way back.
Well, I wouldn't mind, yeah.
Well, let's go. It's pointless waiting round here.
Midday. Valmai's house, a place ransacked as if by an invading army. The police have sifted through, and now Hugh clears up. Blood on papers strewn across the floor, mingling with tufts of hair from a dog beaten senseless across the skull. As he goes about his task, the Englishman stands at the front door.
Listen, say goodbye for me, will you? She's probably still asleep.
I will. Oh, dear. Well, they certainly terrorised this house, didn't they? These red dragon soldiers, or whatever you call them.
They didn't do it.
Beth says you're stubborn. You should see that they've gone over the top.
Listen, mister, whatever your name is, I hold no brief for people who attack defenceless old women, but this doesn't make sense. Whatever Gordon and Beth say. Val was so popular that anyone who harmed her would earn the wrath of the community. What have they got to gain? And why would they ransack the house?
Maybe they were looking for something.
Smart, aren't you?
Well, you reckon it was just burglars, then?
They didn't take anything.
Caught in the act?
Maybe.
Well, come on, I mean, who else would want to come in?
I don't know. Fancy a drink? I ought to thank you for driving Beth up here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right, if you like.
I'll go and get her and meet you over there.
Oh, I'd better have another shandy. I'm driving.
Shandy it is. And a pint.
Bitter lemon.
Bitter lemon.
How is she?
Still unconscious.
Terrible business. Terrible. What about the dog?
At the vet's.
Hello, hello.
Dim Rwan, Pauline.
Right, Bethan.
Pauline.
Thais. Dododd y ffrindiau Saesneg i fyny yma. Dydy mae brynu ti ha.
Gadi, Pauline.
Toll dyn, bob sa.
Dos o ma, Pauline. Sgyn ei mynd i hyn.
Fa mae'n yr oedd?
Na, di.
Dwi sorry. Tra.
What was all that about?
Nothing.
Talking about me, was she?
If you must know, she was making sarcastic comments about Beth bringing you here. She's not a fan of the English, Pauline.
Burns down houses in her spare time, does she?
Pauline, hardly. She's always doped up to the eyebrows. Sad case ever since...
Let's sit down, shall we?
No, I can't. I've got to be going. Cheers. Thank you.
That's all right. Thank you.
Listen, I hope we meet again sometime under better circumstances, and I hope your aunt makes a full recovery. I still have this problem.
What?
Some other time. And with one bound, he was gone.
And the man with the pale complexion who calls himself Milky makes his way to the borrowed car for the 250-mile return journey to London.
Hey!
When a voice hails him from another car. Stopping and turning, squinting in the pale sunshine.
Nice bit of parking.
Are you English?
I like it.
Want to know some things?
Such as?
About Valmai. About Milwere Thai.
Well, go on.
Valmai is a friend.
And I met Saddam Hussein on a skiing holiday. So what? Friend of whose?
You know, Cafe Rimbras.
Oh, intimately.
Be there, 5 o'clock.
Can I bring a friend, in case there's a dance afterwards?
No, Welsh, just you. Only the Englishman. Just you.
The air's out of my nostrils and make me sneeze.
Come on, boys and girls. Let's get moving now.
I thought you were going.
I told you.
This bloke invited me to do some sightseeing.
What did he look like?
I don't know. He had a hat over his eyes and hair on his head.
Car?
Sort of tin.
So, what did he say?
He said, would I like to meet some nice people? Look, all I want to know, mate, is where Castel Bryn Bras is, OK? I thought I might do the tourist bit before I go home.
You're not getting yourself into any sort of trouble.
Why trouble?
Well, who is this man?
How should I know?
He will go with you.
No, he won't. I need to be alone. Oh, it's an adventure. Oh, terribly intriguing. I don't know what this bloke's on about, but I need some material. I told you, I'm stuck on the plot. Well, I mean, Sharon would be chuffed if I turn in a book. Now, where is this place?
I'll show you. On the map. There, by the wall.
And thus, at the foot of Castell Bryn Bras, beneath the steep hill route to Llanberis, on a clear March afternoon with the daffodils hugging his feet, the man with the pale complexion waits. For what? He is not quite sure.
And bloody cold it is too, mate.
A car arrives. The passenger door is opened. Milky bends to get a better look at the mysterious figure behind the wheel.
Nice of you to drop by.
Get in.
And he does.
Yeah, you're not the same bloke who collared me outside the pub. I know that because you're a woman.
And the car moves off, him staring at the faceless driver. Curiosity overriding caution.
I assume you are from your voice. I'd know better if I could see your face. What is it, Celtic fashion to wear balaclavas over your gob? No number plates, eh? Can't be traced, eh?
Observant.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
You're very cocky. I'm to the least bit worried.
What about?
Your welfare.
Me? No, I'm the original Dick Barton girl.
Nervous as hell.
What are you going to do then? Kill me just because I'm English? Where are we going?
Siberia.
Oh, good. I've never been there. Very nice. Lovely view, innit? Where are we?
Over there, Snowdon. Down there, Lake Patan. Please, if you wouldn't mind.
What?
Get out!
I don't mind if I do. Come in with me.
If you walk down the hill, you'll find a castle at the bottom, where you left your car.
Oi! What do you mean? This some kind of joke? Ah, you're not going to leave me to walk back. I don't know where I'm going.
We do. If indeed you ever get to go back.
And there, on a hill, the Englishman turns towards the voice. Three figures walk slowly towards him.
I don't need this.
Male or female? We cannot tell. Disguised. Scarves and balaclava helmets. And wielding pickaxe handles.
Oh, my giddy godmother. I'm too young to die.
Now what?
You tell me.
And then they're standing there in the silence, caressing the wooden handles, like hooded executioners waiting for their shame.
In episode one of Burnt by Nigel Baldwin, the teller was Ray Smith, Milky, Dennis Waterman, and Beth, Bethan Jones. Balmai was Anest William, Hugh Richard Elvin, and Dowie Robert David. Rhys was Terry Victor, Sean Summers, Pauline Elinette Jones, and Gordon Michael Povey. Kate was played by Tara Dominic, Lord Cambria Terry Dauncey, Rushton by Timothy Bateson, and Sharon by Emma Gregory. Original music was by Laurie Scott Baker. Burnt is directed in Wales by Jane Dauncey.